Salut.
Today I'm going to teach you the 10 sounds you must to speak. Salut. First I want to say merci to downloading this first audio that's going to boost your listening and speaking skills and you get speaking as soon as possible. So here are the 10 sounds you need to master French, to speak French like a native. These are the 10 sounds that come up most often in the language and that are making you French, basically. The first one is j. J. So you find it in je, obviously. But je has got so many combinations that the j part is actually the most relevant. So the je is useful for present, for example, but it won't be as useful for past, because the past will be j'ai. So we've got je present, we've got j'ai past, and also for present we've got other instances of je. So basically the sound you need to master, the first one is j, j. So you will hear tons of sentences starting j. Let me give you one. J'y vais. Someone says j'y vais. J'y vais. J'y vais. J'y vais. So the J is made of je and I right after. J, I goes J. J'y vais means I'm going, I'm leaving. J'y vais. J'y vais. So the first sound you need to master is je. You find it in je me réveille. I'm waking up. Je me réveille. Je. Or a shortened version of je would then be je me réveille. And in this case, je is coupled with me, but we still have got the je as a starter. So sound number one is je. Sound number two is one of the three nasal vowels in French. So number one, number two, three, four will be nasal vowels. So the first nasal vowel means pronounced with the nose. There's air. Air should be coming out of your nose, basically. So you can just put your hand on. Just compare a, and there's nothing in your nose, and on. There should be a vibration in your mouth. On. There should be something coming into your nose. So the second nasal is en. So basically shaped like a, but there's air coming into your nose. En. It's similar to English speakers saying on, but in a more opened way than on. So you can't allow, you need to flex the mouth a bit more. En. Third one is un. For this one, you need to stretch your lips and really make an effort to do the French I. And the un will follow. So it's basically I, but with a vibration in the nose. Well, there's still more. Like, don't try to put some air into your nose. There's just more coming into your mouth than your nose. Fourth is on, shaped like a O, but closed mouth and still air into the nose. On. So the three nasals you need: on. The fifth sound you need, along with the sixth, is e. It is crucial to French learning because it's found at the end of verb conjugation many times. E. So if you didn't master this sound in the first place, it's just going to take a much longer time for you to learn proper French. So first master the sound e. E, tightening those lips, stretching them into E, Whereas number six is eh, 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 which is pretty close to an English speaker saying may or bay or bear. It's actually more like bear. Bear, bear, than may, because it's a diphthong. Bear, 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 pair. So a pair, for example, is pretty similar to un père, which is a father, not a pair. But yeah. So you've got e and e are two very important sounds to master first thing, before you go any further. Alright? I'm not going to tell you why for now, because blah, blah, blah. Second one is, seven is z, z. Same in English, z, as in zoo or zebra, z. But it won't be the first letter. Whereas in English, that would happen only in words like zoo, zebra, and I'm not sure, actually. There's not many words with z sound into them. Not that I remember of. But in French, you find the z coming up many times because of the liaison. Les hommes, les enfants, les amis, les... also with des, des amis, des enfants, des arbres. Also with mes, mes amis, mes enfants, tes enfants, les enfants, ses enfants, nos enfants, vos enfants. The z comes up very often because of that. Number eight is e, e, e. So English speakers tend to confuse the letter e, English e, a, b, c, d, e, with the French e, which is a, b, c, d, e, f, g, h, i, which is definitely a different letter. So the e in as in the French e sounds different than English e, e, a, b, c, d, e. It should be more stretched. E, e. And if you do that effort, basically, of stretching and tightening, you will speak like a native, inevitably. That's just physics here. If you do stretch your mouth and position the air in a certain way, you will utter that sound. It's impossible not to, okay? So just make sure you follow the technique, and once you do, you will speak like a native. Number eight is pa. Number nine, sorry, is pa. Pa. Why is it found quite often, pa? Because it's the word you need for a negative sentence. So usually a negative goes ne, verb, pa. But because the French and spoken French tend to drop the ne a lot, we're only left with the word pa after the verb. So basically you've got verb and then pa after, and the pa stands for English not. And that's I like not. J'aime. See, so the pa will come by the end of a sentence, usually, or at the first bit of a sentence. It can never come before the verb, impossible, because of grammar, impossible. It has to be after. So pa, pa. Also found first in some common expressions like pas de problème, or pas de souci, pas de souci. So whenever you hear someone starting a sentence with pa, what they mean is no, no problem, no worries. Pa, pa. And the last one, the last sound you need to master French, because it's a very common sound, is wa. 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 Found in moi, toi, oiseau, un roi, croire, voir, boire, je dois. It is found a lot in verbs and a few nouns, and I would say it's number 10 on my list. So this is the last sound you needed. Now, let's just recap those sounds and make sure you speak like a native. Number one was j, j, j. Number two was en, en. Number three was un, un. Number four was on, on. Number five was e, e. Number six was e, e. Number seven was z, as in les hommes, les amis, les enfants. Number 8 was I.
I.
Number 9 was pa. Pa. Number 10 was wa. Wa. Hope you guys enjoyed this bonus and definitely practice those sounds first thing, even before you tackle things like conjugation or grammar, because if you didn't master these sounds in the first place, it's going to create a lot of confusion in your reading and it's going to affect the whole learning process, because learning is done through reading usually French, as well as listening to French. So do a great job with this and speak like a native, and à bientôt.